just increasing it for an additional year.
Yeah. It says no other agreement was changed, altered, or amended in that in this addendum. So.
Have any questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for electrical work between Castor Oil Electric, Inc. and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Judicial Facility Camera System Service Agreement, number 21-149, maintenance. I've received a letter dated January 14th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form.
He's attached their quote for the labor as Exhibit A. Understand this is a person that knows all of the workings of the judicial system and has worked on it for a number of years.
Yeah. Do we know if nobody in here to ask? Is this in line with what was the with what the service rates were on the prior contract? Do we know?
There were some increases in two of the service rates.
Were they significant?
On this last page. This letter that we've received January 14, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, is a supplemental letter to the letter dated December 23rd of 2021, and I believe it's over the hourly rates that was previously presented in NetWatch's quote. There's been a new quote that's been obtained.
Well, it just says that the...
I thought it was just to clarify the...
Because there was some confusion as to... But what it is for the first hour is 175, then every hour after is 100, and mm-hmm. then there's different charges for after hours or weekends, and then different charges for federal holidays.
If I remember, I thought they wanted to be clarified from the way it was written to know exactly.
And we do have it on the last page here.
Right, but the entity that we were with prior. Wonder what the I don't know what those rates were. I don't remember. I don't have that in front of them. I'm just curious as to if they increased it. I guess my point is just because one individual leaves a company and that's who we rely on, I don't want to be held hostage by an individual.
That was discussed and it wasn't, but I don't. I'd.
And now all of a sudden we're getting a oh hey we approved it, but now we need to make sure that the rates are.
If we want to table it and pull that.
I'd like to wait and see what those rates were.
I don't really think that's the case, but I think it's good that we pull it and look at it.
I know Nikki knows.
Yeah, we can probably
specifically.
We can probably take this up later on. So I'm sure they're listening right now. I'm sure they're going to give us an email or text of what the information is.
Can we move on
and move on
back to it?
Yep.
All right. We'll move on down the agenda. Vacation of a portion of Montrose Road, number 21-147, Road and Bridge.
Good morning. Is this the one where we asked for you to provide evidence of notifying?
Yes, the electric company.
Electric company, or all utilities?
Uh-huh. And we have received a letter.
Yes.
From White River Electric.
Because there was two. Is that other one not on today's, I guess? I thought we had two.
No, it's the later.
Okay.
Was there something else on this also?
No, that was the other one that needed the plat and the... It was the other one that needed the plat and the utility letter. This one was just the utility letter, correct?
Okay. Yes.
So the postings were all done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Postings, everything's there.
Okay.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
Nope.
Where is the... Is there an order?
Yes.
Was that prepared by Mr. Elliott, or was that prepared by... Did you prepare an order, or did our attorney do that?
That's a good question.
We have a... Before the County Commission, vacation portion of the road lists the lots and the petitioner, and it is the order is prepared. It's with the you don't have that yet.
Yes, that's the one I have.
Move to approve the order vacationing a portion of Montrose Road. Montrose Road? Road?
Yes.
As presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. So, what do I need to do? Just wait on the recorders?
You'll need to take it to the recorder's office. We have to wait on our signatures.
Okay.
So, yeah, you might get with Nikki upstairs and have her tell you what the...
Should I wait for a little while?
Well, we won't sign it until we're done today.
Okay.
So I would go upstairs and talk with Nikki and find out what you need.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Keith and Gail Fitzpatrick.
Good morning. This would be on off of Spring Creek Road, a road that you all had voted on contingent upon a turnaround. And that's what this would be. And once approved, there will be an order following to approve the contingents have been met.
No questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and provincial easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of the public road improvements between Gail Fitzpatrick and Keith Fitzpatrick, husband and wife, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Carrie D. Holcomb.
This one here will be off of Holcomb Road, off of T Highway, a much needed area for a turnaround. Otherwise, we had to back like a quarter mile up to be able to turn around.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and professional easement and right-of-way for public road purposes for temporary construction by and between Taney County and Carrie Holcomb.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of Form 4379 to be filed with the Department of Revenue.
Are we adding a name here?
They're wanting to add a name, yes.
I question adding that name. I've spoken with the auditor on it. That's never been done before, and this is private information of every business owner in Taney County. And I can't see a need for it. It's not the name on this form. It's one that was laid before us.
Oh.
Did you get the second page?
Yeah.
All right.
Was there, I'm trying to remember, didn't somebody, did the clerk request somebody's name to be on there prior and we said, hey, do you really want that information? And didn't they say, no, I don't want that information?
Correct.
Was that out of the clerk's office or was it a different office?
It was out of the assessor's office.
Oh, okay, that's right. It was, okay. Yeah, that's, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it's like. Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize what it was.
Right.
And the responsibility that comes with it.
Right. So I think you are familiar with the responsibility. I guess what is your request, right, David? Mm-hmm. What is, does she need it to do the duties of the office, or what is the historically? Yeah, we protect this pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't even have access to it.
No.
So, because we don't want to give ourselves access to be responsible for that information.
And the county clerk has been very protective of it, knowing right. The responsibility that comes with it. If we need to know something, we could ask, and she would give the limited, but not confidential
information. Yeah, we don't need this information to them. So anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So the person mentioned is my deputy, and per statute 55.100, it states inside there, any deputy shall possess the same qualifications as the auditor and take like oath of office, and may, in the name of the principal, perform the duties of the auditor. I see this being something that is within the auditor's job duties, and if by any means or any reason that I am sick or out of the office and this bill needs to